Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 23 Inkwenkwezi 2022. Ngiphakathi is Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Intaba yethu idilikile njengabantu abemathebelele njalo sisele singaselaza stones babu chief mapikwa sisebenze laye kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu endabeni zokuletha ukuthula esigabeni selubhani sihambe laye sisebenza sibeka ama local peace committees ama committee abantu abesebenza bekhangela indaba zokuthula esigabeni selubhani yonke.
Induna yemangweni welubhane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vusumuzi Mabhikwa akasekho.
Ukuthi sicelani libuye lizokhuluma about what you can do for omama ngapha who have gone into business especially ku farming. So bengicela ukuthi ngiyezwe omama bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye bayalima abanye bayathengisa. Can you create a business model or ama loan models that go along with what women can afford? Ngoba issue collateral is a big block when it comes to women going into business.
Osomabhizimusi besifazane batshele ikomiti yedalela eParliament ebona ngezintuthuko eyePortfolio Committee on Women's Affairs Community Small and Medium Enterprises Development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele Women Microfinance Bank livalwe ngoba lingabancedile ngalutho. Zulu weZimbabwe ukuthaza ukuqhakathekisa udaba lokuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni wonke ukuzivikela emikhuhlaneni awe immunization. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Induna yemangweni welupane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vusumuzi Mabhikwa akasekho. Umabhikwa ubhubhele esibhedlela seSt Luke's eLupane izolo ebusuku engozini yomgwaqo. Ingozi le yenzakele lapho imota abehamba ngayo ithuzane lemota enkulu yokuthwala impahla ngehola lechumi ntambama ngesonto emgwaqweni ohlanganisa obulawayo leVictoria Falls. Umoyi kujinyiselwe esibhedlela seSt Luke's lapho abikwa ebhubhele khona. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umoyi wazalwa enguNicodemus Vusumuzi Khumalo wagcotshwa ukuba yinduna ngomnyaka ka-2012 eleminyaka elechumi lasitshiyagalolunye i-19 eseminyakeni wesibili wokwenza izifundo zakhe eze-university ethatha isikhundla esasitshiwe nguyise umnumzana Edwin Khumalo owayebhubhe ngomnyaka ka-2006. UReverend Useni Sibanda omunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso ezisebenzisana loZulu ezigabeni zeMandebeleni lelizweni jikelele uthi isigaba seMathebeleland silahlekelwe kakhulu.
Intaba yethu idilikile njengabantu abemathebeleland njalo sisele singaselaza stones babu chief mapikwa sisebenze laye kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu endabeni zokuletha ukuthula esigabeni selubhani sihambe laye sisebenza sibeka ama local peace committees ama committee abantu abesebenza bekhangela indaba zokuthula esigabeni selubhani yonke.
Uqhubekela phambili uSibanda echazisa ngemisebenzi ayiqhubeni endawonye lomuyi uMabhikwa.
Asathi lokhu sisebenza indaba lezo ukuthula laye wasesithikithi kambe njengoba lisebenza ukuthula singeke saletha okunye okungayenza ukuthi abantu bethu kwezomnotho bekwanza ukuthi labo bezimele bodwa. Sasebenza labalimisi ukuthi beqalise ukugcina izinkukhu ukwenzela ukuthi bengakhangeli nje ukulima ama-irrigation kuphela kodwa bebe njalo lolunye unyawo abangama kulo. Konke lokhu sasikwenza silayo ubaba Mabhikwa.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso eyebhethu likaZulu, uthi ingozi yomgwaqo ethethe umuyi itshengisa ukuba isimo semigwaqo elizweni asimanga kuhle.
Silusizi ngalokho kwenzakale enduneni kulusizi kakhulu. Kuyabonisa ukuthi imigwaqo yethu ifile. Ngemigwaqo yethu vele sizaba lengozi eziningi. Bahlala bephela abantu kuwona lo mgwaqo, kodwa kuyethusa ukubana uhulumende athi abantu bahambe ngonanzelelo kulokuthi ayilungisa imigwaqo. Kulusizi kakhulu, induna kayilale ngokuthula.
Kusenjalo usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo umnumzana Noel Eric York, ojayeleke ngebizo lebhizimusi abeyiqhuba uMbokodo, ubhubhe izolo ngemva kokulwisana lemvukuzane okweminyaka emibili. Ubesele minyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lambili, 72 years. Ukhangelelwe ukubekwa kobulawayo. Umnumzana Elliot Ndlovu, usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo, uthi abantu abaningi bebekhangelele kumuyi uyoko ukuthi bathuthukise amabhizimusi akobulawayo okufuya.
Kobulawayo besikhangele kuMbokodo kwezokufuya, njalo lokuthi ubengenisa inyama emabhutsha amangaki. Kusiziswa ubuhlungu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngalesi sikhathi. Abantu bazobonela ngapi, bazobonela kubani ukuthi inkomo zifuywa njani. Ngoba singakhangela lo muntu singathi wefuyela khonapha emadolobheni, nonisa inkomo, njalo yethenga ebantwini. Ube ngumuntu obesupporta abantu abafuya inkomo labantu abathenga inyama.
Imizamo yokuxhumana lemuli yomuyi induna uMabhigwa yehlule. Kodwa isikhulumeli semuli yakoKhumalo umnumzana Donald Khumalo ekhuluma lephephandaba leChronicle ugcizelele ukuba ngempela induna uMabhigwa kasekho, njalo udlule esegijimiselwe esibhedlela seSt Luke's. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Osomabhizimusi besifazane bakobulawayo batshele ikomiti yedale lephalamende ibona ngezentuthuko eye-Portfolio Committee on Women's Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele-Women Microfinance Bank livalwe ngoba abesifazane abaningi bezigabeni zeMandebeleni kabenelisi ukuthola uncedo lokuzithuthukisa kilo. Njalo lesibambiso sokuphiwa isikweledi siphezulu kakhulu. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iningi labo somabhizimusi abakade besemhlanganweni owenzelwe kobulawayo labe committee yedale lephalamende eZimbabwe Portfolio Committee on Women Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development liveze imibono ehlukeneyo. Abanye bencoma leli bhanga kuthi abanye bethi alilandeli abakuvumelanayo ngesikhathi lisungulwa. Unkosikazi Portia Jamu wabosomabhizimusi abenelise ukuthola imali beliqembu elithenga izibi edolobheni ubonga ukuthuthukiswa kwezomnotho libhanga.
Sayithatha leyo mali after 2 weeks. Ngemva kokuthi ibhenki yona yesithe amabizo ethu a-approve yokuthi asinazikweleti, basibiza sahamba khona ngale bhenki. Kuba le mali ethize encane ofika uyibhadala okuthiwambe isibambiso, kuthiwa i-insurance yemali yona le yabuyithatha. Ngisaqala nje ukubhadala, sasibhadala ngeviki ngeviki, kwaze kwafika ithuba ukuthi sasesicina sesithatha imali yokuthi sasesibhadala ngenyanga ngenyanga. Ibhenki lana ifuna umuntu othembekileyo. Abaningi bathi kuthiwa imali kahulumende kayibiseli, abayithathayo abanye abayibhadalanga, but thina abalutshwane sayibisele imali leyo.
Unkosazana Natasha Moyo uthi kubalulekile ukuba ibhanga lifinyelele wonke usomabhizimusi bengabandlululi.
Ukuthi sicelani libuye lizokhuluma about what you can do for omama ngapha who have gone into business, especially ku-farming. So bengicela ukuthi ngiyezwe omama bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye bayalima, abanye bayathengisa. Can you create ama-business model or ama-loan models that go along with what women can afford? Ngoba i-issue ye-collateral is a big
block when it comes to women going into business. So siyacela sivile ukuthi lisincede njengohulumende njengebank ukuthi lani lisinanzelele lapho esikhona. Sometimes even ama payslip ethu they are not even enough to present as collateral or even to get a guarantor ukuthi you know what i 500 US lay engiyibolekayo izaphenduka.
Obona ngenhlelo zabo mama kubhanga leli phansi kogatsha lwamabhizimusi amancane umnumzana Dingani Dlomo uchaze ukuba abalazo izisebenzi ezenelayo zokufinyelela bonke osomabhizimusi bakobulawayo.
Ibulawayo province ilama ward angu 29 kodwa silama officers angu 5. Lokhu kuhle kukutshele ukuthi akhona ama ward amaningi futhi esingenelisiyo ukuthi siwafinyelele ngenxa yokuthi akulama officer kuleyo ndawo. Mayelana lokwe women's bank besizama ngokwenelisa kwethu lati kodwa ke sihlujwayekho khona ukuthi ama-officers at malutshwane.
Umnumzana Khumbulani Dube webhanga le-Women Microfinance Bank uchaza inani labantu asebenelise ukuthola imali lokhe ibhanga lasungulwayo.
Bobulawayo ibhank ikwanise ukunikeza abantu abangu 3180 okule value ye 68,849,579. So ngithe bank ikwanisa ukuncedisa abantu abangu 3,180. I-value yangkhona 68,849,579. So yilo inani labantu asebethole uncedo ebank.
Ngemva komhlangano amalunga edalele parliament aveze ukukhathazeka ngenani eliphansi labo somabhizimusi besifazane asebenelise ukuthola izikwelede kuleli bhanga bethi lokhe lasungulwayo kobulawayo akulabufakazi bokuthi liyanceda. Iningi labesifazane abangene lumhlangano bathi okufunakalayo uma usiyadinga imali ebhanga kunenge kakhulu abanengi abalakho okugcina kubavalela phandle njalo akusikho okwavunyelwana kusungula ibhanga leli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Macky Sall wakwele Senegal uthi uza kwethekelela ele Russia lele Ukraine emele umanyano wamazwe abensundu o African Union. Abezindaba abe Reuters babika ukubana uSall uzahamba emazweni la lapho akhangelelwe ukukhulumisana nakabanzi lomongameli Vladimir Putin wele Russia kanye lomongameli Vladimir Zelensky wele Ukraine ngempi yamazwe omabili lapho osokufe abantu abaningi kwathi abafika phose izigidi ezilishumi lambili 12 million babalekela imizi yabo. Akwaziwa ukubana uhambo lukaSall uza kwenelisa na ukuphumisa izithelo kodwa ethi kukibo uPutin loZelensky uba bakhumisane umlotha ngoba impile isidale udubo emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika lokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota lokukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla konke. Ingcweti kwezombusazo umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi uPutin kalaleli abanye abantu ngakho ke akolanto engenziwa nguso ukuze amtshele ukubana abeke phansi isikhali.
Umongameli weSenegal umnzana Macky Sall umuphathi wesihlalo seAfrica Union. Siyazi ukuba ukuthunjwa kweUkraine nguVladimir Putin oweRussia sokulethe ukusilela kwezinto eziningi eAfrika. Ye kuliqiniso ukuthi ulubudlelwano obuthize phakathi kweRussia leAfrika kukakhulu amatshe ambiwa emhlabathini. Amazwe amaningi eAfrika akasekele impi ngakho kungaba isibusiso uma nxa impi le ingaphela.
Ye khonoko ke okhuluma ngakho ubaba Ngwenya ubona nzani kungayiqeda yini impile?
Njengokubona kwami ubuqholo bukaPutin lokudelela akwenza umnumzana Zelensky oweUkraine awusoze uqede impi. Okwakhathesi singathi uMacky Sall uthwele nje igabha elivuzayo.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya yingcithi kwezombusazwe. Ulimuzwe ixoxa lapho leStudio 7 eseHarare. kunjalo nje amalunga edalo le Congress ele Melika asanda kuvumelana ukubana ele Ukraine linikwe amabhiliyoni angaba ngamashumi amane 40 US million dollars yokuthenga izikhali zokulwisana lele Russia. Ngambe lokhu akuphehli impi lena. Ngesikhathi kulamasotsha akwele Ukraine asezinikele kubutho lakwele Russia. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Elemelika lithi imali le izanceda ele Ukraine ekuthengeli izikhali ezijeneyo. Lithi izikhali ezizathengwa zilakho ukuthundubeza ezakwele Russia elihlasela ngamandla endaweni ezimbalwa. Ngokwamanje ele Russia lithi lilakho ukuhluthuna isabelo seDonetsk kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Olandela ezombusazwe uMnumzana Siphonkulube uthi impi le ithwale senzima abantu bakwele Ukraine.
Bona America baye befaka imali kodwa bafuna ukuba involved direct. So abantu asebethwele nzima ngabantu beUkraine. Abantu beUkraine babulaweli lizwe, babulawela yonke into, bayafa nje banabasotha bephuma elimele konke bedinyazwa. Amazwe omhlaba afuna ukuba involved but indirect, afuna ukuphumela egcweni. Abafaka amasotha bayevikela iUkraine nqa baphumela eqinisweni. Loba imithetho isala bayakwazi ukuthi la iRussia akwazi ukuthi inatho amazwe enatho kahala mvume ukungena laphana. But iyayidestroy iUkraine. So iyahlokoloza. Into le vele izahlokoloza kuze kuvele ukuthi bafunani. Akuvele kube yimpi efull blown nqa efull blown. Kumbe iphele kwenziwa isizifaka kulokuthi kube kusafa abantu belinyilizwe ngendlela engekho. Abantu beUkraine bathwele nzima. Hlala sitsho ukuthi zaba yiworld war yenye esilandela. Ngoba amazwe yabona ukuthi afuna ukuba involved kodwa angani asesaba imithetho yemizwe. Phela kade sokwafakwa imithetho yamazwe kumele bayalandele. But abanye bazagcina beyeqa ngoba into yakhona iyakhula iyaphambili.
Omunye njalo olandela okwenzakala kwale Ukraine uMnumzana Sipho Masondo.
Okwenzakala eUkraine singathi khona mina mambekile kuyindlela ikakhulu amazwe la aseEurope nase neMelika. Ngicabanga ukuthi uma ubheka ngokwezepolitiki bona banephutha kakhulu ukuthi basebenzise iUkraine kulwa neRussia. So leyo nto iyodwa into engokubana bona bazwana ngathi bazwana amandla bachallengeana nje uma ubhekile iRussia ihamba phambili ukukhiqiza isikhali isicishe sifane nezabo. So leyo nto iyodwa iyona enza ukuthi khona imali ingahlaliseki kahle nenato ingahlaliseki kahle. So ngama-superpowers nje into esetshenziswa lapha.
Kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezilitshumi lambili 12 million asebabaleka emzini yabo bayaphephela kwezinye indawo kwele Ukraine lemazweni ajiyeneyo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni okuqalisela ekukhuphulweni kwentengo yamafutha ezimoto. UZulu weZimbabwe ukhuthazwa ukubana aqakathekise udaba lokuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni wonke ukuzivikela emikhuhlaneni awe immunization ngezikhathi ezifaneleyo ngoba bengayekela ukwenza njalo eminye yali mkhuhlane ilakho ukuba yingozi nxa iziqondiso zokuhlatshwa zingalandelwanga. Yintethele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Zikhathi zonke abazali balendlela abakhangelelwa ukuyilandela ukuyalensana zabo kusukela zizalwa ukuba ziyohlatshwa amajekiseni okuvikela izifo ezitshiyeneyo ezinjengendingindi, ufuba lwe-whooping cough, polio, smallpox lezinye. Ophethe imisebenzi kwinhlanganiso yezakhamizi ye-Combined Rural Residents Association uMnumzana Ruben Akili uthi baphakathi komkhankaso wokufundisana lozulu ukuthi aqakathekise inhlelo ze-immunization njalo sebejabula ukubona iqhutshwa ngokusuthisayo kuleli dolobha.
We have seen our local authority engaging in immunizing children through the vitamin A supplement. This program has been running.
Sibona ukhanseli labezempilakahle behamba door to door benikeza imithi kubantwana.
bakhuthaza abazali bonke ukuba labo bengayekethisi ukuya labantwana ezibhedlela lamakliniki lezinye indawo zomtholampilo ukuyahlabisa abantwana amajekiseni lawa awe-immunization.
Also educating people to ensure that they vaccinate their children against these six killer diseases.
Sesifundisana labo lozulu wonke ukuthi bangasaleli bavikele abantwana kuzifo lezi.
Izikhubeko uthi zisuka zibe khona lapha nalapha, kodwa abaningi sebekamukela ukuba lo msebenzi uqhakathekile ukugoqela labamasonto ayengafuni ukuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni lawa besithi umthetho wenkolo yabo awubavumeli ukuhlabisa abantwana. Umnumzana Albert Mazulu omela izakhamuzi Harare laye uthi abanye kababuyi ukuzohlabisa abantwana amajekiseni kungenxa yokuthi kabalalwazi olujulileyo nje kwezempilakahle.
Siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi kasihlatshweni amajekiseni lawo azasinceda. Kwakuvele kukhona la kudala ngoba abantu babekhuluma inkulumo ezingasizo, abanye bethi ungahlatshwa leyo majekiseni kawuzukuba labantwana, abanye bathi ha yindlela yamakhiwa eyokuthi benze ukuthi abantu bangandi kakhulu, yikho ke basifuna ukusihlaba amajekiseni ukuze singabi baningi, njalo basihlaba amajekiseni ukuze basibulale. Kwakuvele kukhona la kudala, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi akula into enjalo eyenzakalayo ngabantu njalo ayifuna ukwethusela.
Unkosikazi Elizabeth Chidi okhokhela inhlanganiso yabazali abalabantwana abakhubazekileyo eye-Zimbabwe Parents of Handicapped Children Association uthi noma kuya kusuke kusinde abazali abangamalunga abo ikakhulu abayabe belabantwana abasesimeni esibi, bayaqinisa nasibili ukuthi amalunga asezwisisa ukuqakatheka kwalawa amajekiseni.
Pama-injection immunization mangwe zvawo kuti mwana anapolio nanani zvisazvaiwa.
Sesibona sibili abazali belandela abantwana sebehlatshwa.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luhlala lukhuthaza abazali ukuba umntwana wonke ahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvikela izifo ezijiyeneyo. Amajekiseni lawa agoqela ehlatshwa umntwana esanda kuzalwa e-BCG, ehlatshwe e-MMR evikela ondingindi lokunye elenyanga eziyisijagalolunye, evikele njalo kupolio le-hepatitis enikezwe le-booster yakhona. Abenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba uhlangothi lwezempilakahle e-World Health Organization abemahofisini akhangele izwekazi le-Africa bathi ukuhlaba abantwana amajekiseni nawo immunization kuvimba ukulahlekelwa ngemphefumulo kwabantwana abaphose bafike isigidi 800,000 ezwekazi labensundu kuphela ebangcelwa ke izifo ezichenayo ezifana lalezi. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika alokhu engakafiki kusilinganiso esidingakalayo ukuba abantwana bonke bavikeleke emikhuhlaneni evame ukuhlasela abantwana abaphansi kweminyaka emihlanu yokuzalwa. Le-Zimbabwe kodwa libikwa lingelinye lamazwe alenhlelo eziphumelelayo kulo msebenzi, laloba nje iyake iqhamuke eminye imikhuhlane lapha lalaphaya njengalokho okwenzakaleke esigabeni seManicaland kusikhatshana esanda kwedlula okubonakele kuqhamuka ke indingindi ebantwaneni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Elabotswana lithi selibhekane lohlupho olukhulu lwabantu abangenisa ngudlo izilimo kanye lembida efana lamagwili okuvela eZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Izilimo eziningi ziyasilela kwelabotswana kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende wakulelo lizwe sokumisa ukungena kwazo zivela phandle kwelizwe, kuyindlela yakhe yokukhulisa umkambo wayo wezilimo. Yintatheli zindaba eye Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kweLebotswana.
ngoZibandlela lonyaka eLebotswana lifake umthetho wokuvimba izilimo ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kuyimzamo yokuthuthukisa umsebenzi wokulima lokuthengisa kwezilimo elizweni. ELebotswana belithenga kakhulu izilimo ezivela kule South Africa kanye lemzini eseduze lemncele eZimbabwe. Kodwa kulandela isinqumo sokumisa kokungena kwezilimo ezivela kwamanye amazwe, abasemngceleni bathi solokuqonga kokungena kulokufana lamagwidi ongekho emthethweni kuvela eSouth Africa kanye leZimbabwe. Izilimo lezi zithengiswa esitaladeni kubuye kulabo bizimusa beZimbabwe labe South Africa abaphatheka ekuthumeni abanye ukuthi bangenise izilimo lezi. Eminyakeni esanda kudlula, elinye ilunga ledale lePhalamende kweLebotswana lakhuthaza uhulumende wakhe ukuthi abeZimbabwe abangena elizweni ongekho emthethweni bangaba lusizo ekuthuthukiseni ezokulima. Ilunga leli lathi iBotswana ilahlekelwa imali eningi ibuyisela emuva abangena ongekho emthethweni, kukanti kumele idinge ezinye indlela abangaphatheka ngazo kwezomnotho. AbeZimbabwe kweLebotswana bathi beyongamelanga kuvalwe imncele ukuthi kungangeni izilimo kuze kufike esibangeni sokuthi iBotswana layo yenelise ukuzimela ekuvuneni okwenela ilizwe. OweZimbabwe umnumzana Gift Ncube uthi kungena ngokudlu kwezilimo akusoke kume uma kulokhe kulokusilela kwazo.
Indaba yokuthi ezama kamaveji ebengena ngokungekho emthethweni esiza lapha kweLebotswana ayisiyo ndaba engama okwakhathesi. Phandle bengazama ukuthi kube le ndawo zokuthi lapha kulalapha abazilimela khona okungokwabo, hayi lapho kungama lokhu kungagcina sebethenga khona lapha locally. Kodwa nxa ungakabi njalo kuzaqhubeka kuluka kunzima.
Uncube uthi abeZimbabwe bangaphathisa kakhulu kwezokulima ukuthi leBotswana lenelise ukuthola ivuno eleneleyo.
Ye hayi emaplazini abo lapha ngathi ngumbono wami ngibona abantu bekhaya ngobuningi imisebenzi leyo bayigwanisa bengancedisa sibili bethola ukuthi bagcina sebegwanisa ukuzivunela labo okungokwabo bengathembeli emazweni angokomakhelwane.
Kukanti umnumzana Bheki Shindayi nongumlimi ucelele eZimbabwe uthi kumele kuqiniswe imithetho kumbe kufakwe imithelo ezathundubeza izifiso zakuthi abantu bathenge izilimo phandle.
Vele kumabhoda ikhona imithetho le imele ukuthi iqiniswe ukuze abantu bengaphongungena lama tamatisi lama carrots kumbe lama washed potato avela kwamanye amazwe. Njalo uNkulumende lokho okwenza ukuthi abantu ebhoda imithetho yama levies lama duty lawana ikhwezwe ukuze umuntu oyabe ufuna ukuthenga into zona lezo kwamanye amazwe kumdurele kumbe intengo yangkhona ibe phezulu.
Uthi ukuze eLebotswana liphumelele ukuthuthukiseni ezokulima, abalimi abancane kumele baphathiswe bathole usizo lolwazi kwezokulima.
So umlimi omncane kumele qiniswe ethole lokho angakusebenzisa impahla, ethole amanzi, then bebeselime njalo befundiswe kuqiniswe abalimisi ukuze bencedise abalimi abancane.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngemthelo emngceleni eBotswana United Revenue Services EBURS ithi kulabaningi ababothelwa ukungenisa izilimo ngudlum. Kubika abangenisa izilimo lezi badlula emngceleni ngoba imitshina yokuhlaziya impahla engenayo elizweni ingasebenzi. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ukuziphetha sikhangele ebezikhokhela phambili. Indawo induna yemangweni kweLupane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vosimuzi Mabhikwa akasekho. Mabhikwa ubhubhele esibhedlela seSt Luke's Lupane izolo ebusuku engozini yomgwaqo. Ingozi le yenzakale lapho imota abehamba ngayo ithuzane lemota enkulu yokuthwala impahla ngihola lechumi ngesonto ntambama emgwaqweni ohlanganisa iBulawayo leVictoria Falls. osomabhizimisi besifazane batshele ikomiti edalele ephalamende ebona ngezentuthuko e-Portfolio Committee on Women's Affairs and Community Small and Medium Enterprises Development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele-Women Microfinance Bank livalwe ngoba lingabancedi ngalutho. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo, Praxedis Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.